Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to introduce you to John in Miami. We're going to play fast and loose here. This guy has no idea that we're going to call him. And maybe he doesn't even answer. We'll call him off air and, you know.
Talk to him.
I don't think legally I can call him on air and put him on air. I think I don't think in Wisconsin I can do that. But there's this guy. So I did Zach Gelb's show on Friday. If you haven't heard, it's all I talk about. My brother works for the Warriors, and I have a kid. That catches you up on everything that I mention. So this guy, we were talking about Kevin Durant. That was a big story. He requested a trade that day. And I was talking about the teams he could go to, and I mentioned Miami. And I said on the show, when I was filling in for Zach Gelb, I said, look, I'm a Milwaukee guy. I can't give you a rational take on Miami. I can break down Kevin Durant and packages, all these other teams. I can't do it for Milwaukee, or for Miami, rather. I hate Miami so much. I hate them. I can't do it. I just cannot do it. So we had a guy from Miami call in, John, and the first part of the call, he's talking basketball, you know, jabs the Bucks a little bit, which you expect, and then he pivots into this weird thing about golf and how I'm... It's just weird. It's a weird pivot. It's like I'm going to play this for you, and it's like I'm missing part of the call, but I'm not. This is the call. But it was just so weird. You know, I'm still getting acclimated. It's, hey, I'm on CBS Sports Radio. It's a big deal for me. And this guy calls in, and he's all weird about it. So this did not air on The Fan. This was on the hour that we still had local programming before we go to Zach Gelb. So this is new to The Fan. But here's John in Miami, and then I'll stop when it pivots. John. John is in Miami. John, what's up?
What is their defense too tough for you, man, or what?
No, you know what? Are you like on Twitter, John, or are you like not
a
Twitter guy?
No, I'm not, but I was born in Miami and I'm a real fan.
Okay. Then we might have like inroads at a good relationship. Because that's been my problem. It's all these people on Twitter that thought they were getting Giannis for the last 4 years. That's my guy.
Well, I didn't know if we were going to get him. That wasn't really the talk in this town, to tell you the truth. I mean, I tell you the truth, I didn't care one way or the other. The guy's a great player, but I don't think the next 5, 6, 7 years you're going to beat the Heat. You're not going to finish in front of them, especially if they get Durant. They get Durant the next 2 or 3 years. They're going to win the title the next couple of years in a row.
Because well, I do want to remind you that the Bucks did beat Durant in the playoffs 2 years ago, but I'm listening.
No, but the thing that I think, he's 33. He's only got 2 or 3 good years left at the most. Maybe.
So is the sense that, John, is the sense there that you're, that is the sense there that Kevin Durant's coming there?
No.
No?
It's 50-50. It's not everybody's going, oh, we're going to get Kevin Durant. I don't know, but I almost don't want him because he's only good for 2 or 3 more years. That's it. You're going to trade a bunch of players, and our number one draft choices, other than Bam and Tyler, they don't usually work out anyway over the years. So
yeah,
Riley's always traded the picks away to get real players. You know, he's always done that. So
well, I dislike the Heat, but I don't dislike you, John. Can we make amends?
Yeah, I mean, I knew where you were from. I could hear your accent right away. How old are you?
All right, so now it pivots into the weird part. So he got his take. Now he's asking me how old I am, and then he's telling me about golf.
How old do you think I am?
If I took a wild guess, you're between like 37 and 45.
Wow, I'm 38.
Well, that was a good guess. That was a good guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know,
there's a lot of age on these bones, John. I'm like 38 going on 59.
Okay. But I, you know, you're not gonna allow me to give out my phone number, but I am the best golf putting teacher in the world. That I'll tell you. That's the only thing I'll brag about.
Oh, okay.
I've had experience with Cal Kavecchia. He won after I worked with him. Lexi Thompson 8 years ago won twice. The funny thing about Lexi Thompson, I sat down in her house at Eagle Trace in Coral Springs 8 years ago, and we never got to my main point, the thing I teach that separates me from every putting teacher in the world. We never got to it. And that's why last week in the major, she missed a 2-foot putt. She barely hit the hole. She just doesn't know how to putt short putts, or she'd be the best woman player in the world. You know,
I have no idea how we got from here, from what we were talking about.
No, but real quickly, do you play golf?
Yeah, but I'm terrible. But I will tell you that I was in a mini golf league and I took second in the greater Milwaukee area. So you want to putt? You want to have a putt off? I'll have a putt off.
Oh, come on, man. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Some guy that tells you who to bet on, you know, he has some company like that. He got on the phone with me, and he doesn't know who I am, and he said, I'll putt you for $100,000.
Okay.
And then he said, I'll be down in Boca Raton between January and March, and he just BS'd me because I was ready to go. I had the money. I'm going, let's go. Because nobody – I mean, I'll just tell you this. When you get a chance, go to YouTube and put John Feinberg putting, and you'll see who I am. And then you'll know.
All right, I'll write that down.
Then you'll know if you want to putt against me or not.
Down. All right. Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.